Welcome back, or welcome. This is Talk Your Shit with Deja, where we drop the eye because not only can I talk my shit, but I want you to talk your shit too. Oh my god, y'all. I am so sorry for the long pause, but I'm back like I never left. I have missed this. Oh my god, I've missed podcasting. I had gotten in a rhythm of putting my episodes out every Wednesday. There was like one time where I didn't get it out on Wednesday. My apologies. But, you know, I had gotten in a rhythm. So to have stopped for like a year or some months, I forgot how long it's been. It's just been so long. I have missed being in front of this camera. I have missed talking my shit with you all, going through different topics, learning different things. Like, I have missed this so much. So I'm glad to finally be back. Whew, yes. And I'm back with, you know, a little shaken up, right? So for the first few episodes that I did, I was really on some let's learn some stuff and present it to everybody else. Like, I was really learning different concepts surrounding mental health, different things that pertain to like where I was in my mental health journey, healing, however you want to describe it. I was really just in a space of learning, and I feel like I've learned a lot. And I really don't want to, you know, too much go down that route until I get to go back to, you know, go back to school to get my master's in mental health counseling. I don't really want to talk about the different topics that come up in like mental health, psychology, different things like that, because I'm not a psychologist, so by no means, or I'm not a therapist or anything yet. By no means. So I really don't want to go through the topics anymore. But what I do want to do is take all that I learned and really start going into my story. Because this is called Talk Your Shit, right? So I got to be able to talk my shit that I've been through and everything from childhood until now. So that I can tie all of the stuff that I've learned in with, you know, tie it together. I learned so much, and I'm still learning so much, and I have reflected and cried and really went through my thoughts, my feelings, and everything to really just figure out what's been going on with Dejanay, because Dejanay has been Dejanay, if that's a thing, I don't even know. But I really have just been like learning so much about me. Like, when they say self-love, baby, they don't tell you that you're really finna learn everything. Like, start asking yourself questions, baby. You gonna get the answer. That little girl or little boy inside of you, or little it, them, they, I don't know. But them people inside of you, they're gonna give you an answer. Go looking for questions, like go looking for answers, they'll give you one. And I've been coming up with so many different conclusions and figuring out so much about myself, and, you know, being able to tie my past experiences to my current life right now. And so I just kind of want to go through the stories, through the experiences, through the different things that came up for me and my life, and how it has gotten me to this spot that I'm in now. Because too, I love when you can go online or turn on a podcast and hear someone's story and be able to relate. So, you know, a lot of the times we think that we're in this life alone. And although you may not know me, you know, in a personal level, I do want to be able to share my story, my experience, my testimony, so that you can at least be like, okay, you know what? Somebody else went through the same thing I went through. Somebody is going through the same thing I'm going through. Somebody has overcame the same things that I'm going through. And so maybe they can help me on this journey. Because honestly, truly, if we can't help each other on this thing, like on this journey of this thing called life, then what are we here for? I could have sworn that, you know, God said man can't be alone, so he created a woman so that we could be together, and so we're supposed to help each other, and it's not just like marriage that we're supposed to help each other, we're just all in general supposed to help each other through life. That's why we go through things that are so similar, but we also go through things that are different so that we can kind of give our own little spin of how to get through it. But I really just want to share everything that I've learned about myself, everything that I'm still learning about myself, and really just present that with you all. And then what I also want to do moving forward, which I'll slowly integrate it because I still like being by myself. I'm still a loner. I'm a loner. I'm a loner. I'm okay. I'm sorry. I still like being by myself, but what I do want to start integrating into Talk Your Shit, because you gotta drop the I, so I gotta have people on here, is I want to integrate my family first, but then other people, of course. But I want to integrate my family, so that I can also give you all different people's journeys and experiences so that we can all relate. Because at the end of the day, all we are really looking for in this world is relationships, like really good relationships. That's what helps us to stay fulfilled. And so if I can have different conversations with the different people in my family, I can give you all different people to relate to. And I can also give them a space of sharing some stuff that they may not have, even thought about or shared out loud or, really processed. And I really want to give them that space because, baby, these last few months, I have been processing and learning and crying and purging. I've been going through the wringer. Like, I've been learning so much about myself. And so maybe, this podcast and this space with me can help people around me do the exact same thing. And then, of course, I do want to start it off with my family first, because I barely know how to talk to them, let alone know how to talk to strangers. But as this grows and becomes more and bigger with more eyes and everything, I definitely want other people in. Like, I would love to have Zoom calls where people call in and share their story, or actually have guests, or go to someone and have guests and everything like that, so people can share their stories. Because again, I just want us to be in relation to one another. Like, I really want to provide a space where people can share their story and relate. Like, when people tap into my podcast, I want them to be like, oh my God, I was just going through this shit like last week. I'm so glad somebody else is going through this too. I really just want to give people a space, another space, because there's so many spaces out there. Like, that's the reason why I love this. Like, if you have been listening, crew season was my ones. I got a new one now, y'all. Excuse me. I'm dying. You can tell I'm happy. But I got a new one now, y'all. It's called Hardly Initiated. Oh, them boys. I'm starting to think, and I probably have said this before, but if you don't know, go check out the last 33 episodes, because baby, I'm back, and you go binge watch so that when it's time to, get the ball rolling, you already know what I done talked about previous. Go binge watch. But yes, I think that I am so men deprived that all the podcasts, YouTube, everything that I watch just be full of men. I really have adopted brothers that they don't even know that I adopted them as my brothers and cousins and everything. They don't even know, but I really have. Like, crew season, highly initiated. I be watching Daily Wrap Up Crew, though they make me ooh want to fight a little bit. I be watching them. Like, all of the creators that I tend to watch is men, which is crazy too, because like I used to be so surrounded by dudes. Like, when I went to school, I could hang out with the girls, yes, but I love just hanging out with the guys and everything. So the fact that I don't have that now, it makes sense why everything that I watch on TV or YouTube or podcasts or whatever is usually all men. I really don't crave or need to watch women, though there's some really great content out there by women, and I applaud them and keep doing the dang thing. But, I am so men deprived. I gravitate to the men. But yes, Highly Initiated is my new favorite one. I really love watching them. But yes, I just be adopting all these dudes as my brothers, and they don't even know it. I'll meet them one day and be like, y'all know I adopted y'all in my mind. And it's okay. But yes, so I just want to be able to provide different stories and everything for people to relate to. I do want it to be a vulnerable space, but I also want it to be a fun space, a space full of laughter, laughter, a space where you could come and just be like, oh my gosh, I needed to hear this today. So yeah, that's the goal for Talk Your Shit with Deja moving forward. Something that, I realized after the fact, but it tied it all together, is when you really think about it, talk your shit. I hadn't initially thought about shit as like what I have thought about it since being on this hiatus, right? So we all know that in order to be a healthy you, you gotta get all of your shit out of you, right? Yeah, because if you don't, then you'll end up constipated. And when you end up constipated, all hell breaks loose, right? So the fact that I even came up with this talk your shit concept, now putting two and two together of like your shit is really like the stuff you go through in life. Your past experiences, your current experiences, shit that might pop up in the future, you just don't know. But really knowing how to, or really just giving a space for people to get it out so that they're not constipated and suppressing and holding and everything. Or when you get hit by that wrong person or be in that wrong circumstance, now you got diarrhea of the shit and it just pop out. It just pop out at people. It just pop out at people. So I really just it just all came together. Honestly, the break was much needed. I really didn't intend to break this long, but I have learned so much on this break, y'all. I promise you I have. And I feel like coming back, I'm gonna be able to give a little bit more and stay consistent this time because I really feel like I'm on the right track this time. Not to say I wasn't on the right track before, because I still needed to move, which is why like the background looks different. I still needed to move. So I still needed a break, but the break was longer than expected. But being able to talk your shit is getting all this shit out so that your mind can be clear and healthy. Because the shit that stays in your mind that does not come out in a healthy way or in a normal way, maybe once or two or three times a day, is either gonna back you up and you're gonna be weighed down, which is probably where those different mental health things like disorders come into play, is holding it in and letting all of that take over your brain, throwing off your hormones and everything like that. Or you, like I said, you blurt it out. And that's another thing too, y'all. I just went through a situation where I was just holding in, holding in, holding in, holding my shit in. I thought I was okay, right? Turns out I wasn't. And before I know it, I let it out like diarrhea. I let my shit out and it was quick, fast, and I end up losing my job. So, sometimes you gotta be aware of what you're keeping in, because if it slip out at the wrong moment, you could lose your job, you could lose your life. You could lose a lot of things if you let your shit slip out at the wrong time. So why not talk your shit with Deja at least weekly? And then you can get it out, whether that's in the comments or you can email me, because I'm going to put my email in description and everything. You can reach out to me on social media, talk your shit on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, talk your shit. You can reach out to me, get that shit out, because the last thing you wanted to do is sit in your body and fuck shit up. That's the last thing you wanted to do. So that's why I also too said drop the eye. Not only because y'all, okay, so low-key, the eye, I couldn't get the eye because the eye was taken by everybody on social media. So I had to drop it. But when you godly, you make everything tie together, right? So drop the eye, because not only can I talk my shit, I genuinely don't want you all to think that the people online creating this content and doing everything is the only people that can talk their shit. And as you can see too today, people in the comments, they talk their shit more than the content creators. So please don't ever feel like you can't talk your shit too. Like, we all have a life that we live, that if you tell your shit, somebody else was going through that and you could help them tremendously. So drop the I, because not only can I talk my shit or anybody else online can talk their shit, you could talk your shit too. And I want to continue to encourage people to talk their shit. We got to get the shit out, because we got too many problems today that they're there because we won't get our shit out. And now people letting it out like diarrhea, which is like, you got the gender wars going on and all this other stuff going on. Like, they letting it out like diarrhea because it's just been in there, and the shit just flooding out. It is explosive diarrhea at this point. Excuse me for being nasty, but hey, that's what this shit is online too. It's nasty. People are really nasty, and they're hurt and they're broken and all types of stuff because they've been holding that shit in since they were little kids. So they're letting everybody online have it, when in reality they should be letting the people in their life have it, because you don't even know these people online. So I don't know how they bothering you. Definitely should go talk to the people that actually hurt you and tell them all this stuff, but I digress. Get it out the best way you can, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so coming back, yeah, I just lost it. I didn't even know. I'm just so happy to be back on this camera and be back talking with y'all and everything. But yes, I'm back, and I ain't going nowhere this time. I might take a break here and there, because life be lifing, but I'm back and I'm ready. And there's a lot of different things that I would like to share with y'all, and I can't wait to do it and present y'all with my family. Because that's another thing too. I've like been doing coaching sessions for the last month, right? And the coach was just like, why not start with your family? The Kardashians make money off their family. Everybody else have made money off their family. Why not, start with your family? Not to say I'm trying to make money off of them, although we are very valuable and I'm pretty sure we can make a whole bunch of fucking money. But why not start with my family? They're the closest to me. They're the ones that have lived this life with me for the most part. They the ones have inflicted some stuff on me, and I've seen stuff be inflicted on them and all types of stuff. So why not start with my family? Why not give my family a space to come in and talk their shit, to get some shit out, so that we can interact a little bit better? Or, they could just feel lighter and they're doing it for them. And again, we're giving people something to relate to. And I get to go generationally too, because not only will I give y'all Gen Zers, I'll be giving you Gen Xers, baby boomers, if I can get my grandma on. My sister she kind of told me that she don't know if my grandma would be willing to deal with, but hey, you never know, she might be. But baby boomers, Gen Xers, Gen Zers, what's below me? I don't know what's below me, but them, because my younger brother, I could do him too. So yeah. Oh, millennials. Millennials. Wait, so child, I don't know what the people call it, but I'll be able to give you different perspectives from different ages and everything, because I want this to be anybody can tap in at any moment and take something away from it, whether it be a person in high school going through some stuff or even elementary, because these kids out here on social media, why not put them onto some stuff so they can get their shit out early too? But somebody in elementary school, high school, college, working, retired, anybody can get their shit out. So I want to be able to provide y'all all with so many different perspectives and collectives, male, female, all this stuff. I don't know anybody that's LGBTQ. Well, maybe not the LGB, I know them people, but anything after, I don't know too many people like that to be able to provide y'all with that perspective. But if I come across some, I got y'all. Because, like I said, I want us to be able to relate on this podcast. I want to be able to have good conversations, good insights, good lessons learned, all types of stuff. So, like I said, whatever I come across later on down the line, that'd be great. But I'm definitely starting out with family because I want to provide a healing space, a open space, a safe space to the ones that I love the most. So yeah. Y'all, I'm back. I know I just rambled, but it's because I'm back. And I'm happy to be back. I can't believe it took me almost a year to get started back. But I'm back. I'm back. Yeah. But I don't have too much more to say. I really just wanted to give y'all like a I'm back kind of speech. But we'll be back in this thing next Wednesday. Starting from the beginning, going through the story, learning about little old me, and giving y'all something to relate to when it comes to me. Because we're gonna start at the source, the creator. So yeah. I'll see y'all next Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Wait, was it 7 o'clock? 8 o'clock? 7 o'clock? It's been so long, y'all. I think it's 7 o'clock. I'll see y'all next Wednesday, 7 o'clock. We gotta start at the beginning, honey. But yes, this is Talk Your Shit with Deja, where we drop the I, because not only can I talk my shit, but I want you to talk your shit too. Yes, y'all tune in on everything, the Spotify's, the YouTube's, the Apple Podcasts, the everythings. I'll be back. I'll be ready next week with all of the fun shenanigans. I gotta remember how I did everything, but I just wanted to talk with y'all. But yes, see y'all next week, Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Bye.